Developing countries are leading the charge when it comes to developing innovative and forward-looking solutions to tackle poverty. That's what Akeem Steiner, UN Undersecretary General and Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Program, told delegates attending the Global South-South Development Expo in Nairobi on Monday. The Global South refers to countries in Africa, Central and Latin America, and most of Asia. Some of the most extraordinary answers and solutions to environmental sustainability and sustainable development in the 21st century are today emerging from the South, he notes. The traditional notion that pathways for development are invented in the North and followed by the South are no longer relevant, he underscores.
We have discovered across the globe, in the southern part of this globe also, some of the most far-reaching and pioneering innovations. This is not a conversation about North or South. It is not a conversation about environment or social or economic dimensions of development anymore. It is a new conversation, and it is through this South-South Development Expo that we wish to profile the leadership and the boldness that is emerging across countries in the world, but also right here in Kenya, in Tanzania, in Uganda, in Ethiopia, in South Africa. And you can go and start looking at green economy strategies literally emerging across all continents.
The Global South-South Development Expo presents examples of innovative projects in developing countries that are already contributing tangible benefits to the environment, economic development, and decent job creation. According to Jan Eliasson, UN Deputy Secretary General, solutions and strategies originating in the South are delivering lasting results around the world.
Since 2008, more than 600 scalable approaches from more than 120 countries have been showcased at the Expo. But much remains to be done, let's face it. Less than 800 days remain to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. The end of 2015 also marks two other deadlines. Member states have pledged to finalize negotiations on a global legal climate change agreement. They're also working to define a post-2015 development agenda with eradicating poverty at its core and sustainable development as its guiding principle. And I would hope these two pursuits will converge.
The United Nations has endorsed the green economy approach for sustainable development and poverty eradication, he noted. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.